Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, you know what that sound means right there, Kid Nation. That means our school bus is here, so pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call number 13 wins the ultimate lunchbox. We got $300 for back-to-school shopping and a variety of tasty cake treats for everyone to enjoy. Good luck.
That sound actually reminds me of when I used to drive school buses. You want to hear the story?
No, I'm good right now. We got somebody in the studio. You know, we like to bring you some new artists before they make it really big, because once they make it big, Al, what happens?
They don't see us anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Good answer, everybody. But we do have an up-and-coming artist in studio with us right now. Sunny Maloof, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Doing awesome. First of all, feeling your song. Do you recognize this thing right here? What's your go-to right now? Because I know you have a bunch of followers on Instagram. You have over a million followers, which is really good for someone your age.
Thank you so much.
How'd you start building up your audience?
I mean, I started in the industry when I was 10.
Yeah.
But I started with, you know, hometown shows, and then I slowly built up my fan base just working around, and then I did, like, a little South tour with, you know, going around to, like, little cheerleading competitions and opening up, because I used to be a cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
So it just kind of worked out that way, and then I hopped on a little tour when I was about, like, 10 or 11, and then I hopped on a tour this past, or last, I would guess, 2 summers ago, since summer's ending. RIP. Summer to end.
Yeah, summer's done.
Yeah.
Game over.
I went on Team 10. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yeah, with Jake Paul.
Yeah. I opened up for them 2 summers ago.
That's a wild bunch, right? Always pranking each other and being causing a ruckus and everything.
Yeah.
Was it wild?
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all she can say.
There's no way your mom let you go on tour with them alone.
No, my mom was there.
Yeah.
I had, you know, some family members and whatnot.
Did you go to his wedding?
I did not, no.
To Jake's wedding?
I did not get a chance.
Fake wedding. Still mad about that.
We don't know yet. They're still married, technically.
No, they're not.
From what you heard. You did bring two friends along with you.
I did.
So these are like your best friends in the industry right now?
Yeah, shout out Kyla Drew and Tati McQuay.
Hey.
Yeah, come on, Kyla.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Tati.
So real quick, Tati has been on our show before.
Yes.
Yeah, because Tati, you started like a girl group back in a few years ago.
Yes. Wait, you guys want to know something real funny?
Yes, I do, Sunny.
I was in the girl group too.
Yes.
She was my replacement.
Oh. Wait a minute. So it would have been Sunny coming in instead of Tati,
yeah,
but Sunny left.
I left because I wanted to be a single. I wanted, you know, take music and just
you
be
were
like my
Camila
solo
Cabello.
Artist. So I left and then. Yeah. Came, but we ended up being like best friends. We've been friends forever.
Did you at first, were you a little bit jealous of like the Tati? She's like my replacement.
No, yeah. Not at all. Yeah. It wasn't.
I actually had no clue in the beginning
until,
like, the girls introduced me to Sunny and, like, explained it, and now we're, like, friends. So.
Yeah,
we've always been friends, for sure.
Because you guys went your separate ways with that group, so you were in L.A., obviously doing a bunch of good stuff.
L2M.
L2M.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that is
remember that. It was a show on YouTube, right?
Yes, Hyperlinked.
Hyperlinked. Yeah.
It was.
It was Hyperlinked on there.
I love that you guys remember that.
I remember you. Yes.
And Kyla, you from Atlanta.
Yes, I am.
And you've been in the industry for a long time, too.
Yeah, since the age of 6.
I was looking at your Instagram. Kyla was doing, like, stand-up at 6 years old.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
That is nuts that you had the guts at 6 to get up in front of an audience.
Does anybody have the nerve to heckle a 6-year-old?
Did they?
Oh, no. I mean, they always just laugh.
Right.
And so I thought I was doing something right.
Do you still do stand-up?
Oh, no.
No.
She's an actress.
It'd be cool, too.
Do you guys prefer Instagram or TikTok or YouTube right now? What's your go-to?
I'm
Kyla.
Probably on Instagram the most,
okay.
But I do TikTok in my free time, and it's it's very, I'm kind of obsessed with it. Like, I download
yeah,
it
let
as
me
a
tell
joke,
you. Let me tell
I
you.
Doing
I'm
it.
Always, like, on Instagram, like, if I'm on any app, like, social media app, and then, like, TikTok, because I heard it was, like, a new, like, you know, version of Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't very familiar with it. I didn't know how to work it or whatever. But then, let me tell you, I'm addicted. It's just, like, because I just go through like the feed and it's just like all these kids like doing these dances. Ooh, it's addicting. Oh, we do them all the time for fun, oh, yeah. But they'll never be released. Ooh.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
No. We released a few little dance.
Yeah,
one
we did. Yeah. Because they're too silly. No one would get our jokes, inside jokes.
But are you doing the TikTok tour? My daughter just went to one of those TikTok tours that came through town. Uh-huh. And you wait in hours just to get your picture taken, holding hands with a TikTok boy.
Have you guys done those tours
all
yet?
That.
Oh, no.
You know, doing the tours.
What's the guy that Emma Kelly had the crush on?
Oh, gosh. Moormeyer?
Kagan.
Peyton,
yes.
What's his
She's
deal?
Like me too.
I mean, I'm friends with Peyton. He's awesome. He's killing it.
Yeah. Okay. You a good guy
Can
though.
I get his yes. cell phone okay, number for my daughter.
Oh.
Today's TikTok is LinkedIn, but for like millennials and like younger age.
It's crazy because like, you meet so many people across the whole entire world on a little app that just. Yeah. You know, makes videos.
It's just fun videos. It's people just lip syncing and dancing and having fun.
And being goofy. It's so much fun. And I feel like it's what took over what Vine could have been, you know? And what Instagram is for photos, this is what TikTok is for videos.
Well,
so,
Justin, you have a TikTok account.
Yes, I have a TikTok. Okay. Yeah, girl.
Okay, Justin, we have to get your numbers up. You need to do a video with these girls. Have them tag you and see what happens.
Can you get his clout up?
Yeah. Help me with my clout, y'all.
You could be on the next TikTok tour.
I know. Yes, there we go. Yes, with the dance moves and everything. And okay,
they'll be like, "Who's this grown man with these young women?"
Yes, these girls.
Barstool Sports is on it.
Hold on 1 second. Barstool Sports. Yeah, I saw that they're on it. But how old is too old to be on TikTok? In your opinion, Sonny?
I don't think there's anybody too old. I see some parents
Thank
on there.
You.
Oh, can I be like a cool dad?
A lot of the parents go viral because it's like you don't expect.
It's so grandmas, awkward though. Grandmas. That's what I would think. I think I'm in that age range that it would be awkward, right? Like old people is funny, but I'm kind of in this middle.
Whoa, and I think you got it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, my daughter makes me do the whoa thing.
Okay, I can I can do the whoa.
You can hit the
whoa. Hit the whoa, JC.
I can't right now. I'm too busy. What was that dance we did? Oh, that is the dance we did, right, Justin?
Yeah, you throw it up and then you catch it. Throw it up and then you catch it. Well, that's what's awesome about TikTok. You're also learning new music that's about to hit, you know, the charts, and you're also learning new dance moves as well. So not only are these kids networking, but they're learning and
they're
sharing
making
ideas.
Hit songs.
Yes,
because that Lizzo song has been out for years, but TikTok community got it, and now it's a hit. So a lot of songs are coming out of the TikTok
community. That is so true. That is very true. Because I didn't even know songs before, you know, I was TikTok. On TikTok. And now they're on my playlist.
Well, speaking of songs that are going to get super famous because of TikTok.
Wait, what's this move where you, like, take your fist and you just rock them side to side?
Yeah, I like that move.
That's awesome.
I like that one, yeah.
Hey. Alright, name of the song is Lean. Where can we pick that up, Sonny?
You can pick it up on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere.
Or her house. Just go get the Wi-Fi. Show up to Sonny's house and
stay for a weekend.
Mrs. Malouf, can I get the Wi-Fi? She'd be like, of course.
Do we need to get their TikTok handles?
Can you give us your TikTok or whatever you want us to follow you on, Sonny?
Mine's Sonny Malouf, my first and last name.
All right, Tati.
At Tati McQuay for everything.
Yeah.
At Kyla Drew ATLA for everything.
Hey, for everything. Follow these girls. These girls are super cool, man. We had such a good time with you guys.
Thank you guys so much. Hey, my morning.
You come on back when you make some more music, please.
Of course.
And when you need us in the music videos, of
course.
Now
go make Justin a TikTok star.
Yeah, make him. All right, let's hit the whoa on three. One, two, three. Whoa! Okay. All
right. We'll be right back after this.
Back after this.
Hey, it's Anna. This podcast is brought to you for free by Native, and I'm so excited to tell you about how Native products have helped me take great care of my body. I'm constantly looking for ways to make sure that my body is healthy and safe, and Native deodorant is one of the most effective and simple ways to do just that. It's formulated without aluminum and talc, but actually filled with ingredients found in nature, like coconut oil, which feels just as healthy as that sounds. Plus, one of the best parts is that they have something for everyone, with a wide variety of scents for both men and women. I personally adore the lavender and rose scent to feel like a fresh flower every day, and I keep the coconut and vanilla in my purse in case of emergencies. Like the other day, I overslept and I sprinted out the door to make it to work on time, so you can only imagine the huge sigh of relief I felt when I got to work and I remembered that I had my deodorant with me. Thank goodness. But you want to know something even better? You can get 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KPOD. Again, that's 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com with the promo code KPOD. Let Native help you take care of your body.
Funny we say just show up to Sonny's house and ask for the Wi-Fi password. So that interview happened yesterday. They stopped by after the show because, hey, you know, they're TikTok stars and Instagram famous. So they want to sleep in a little bit, and we let them do that. But apparently Sonny was having a big old TikTok party at her house.
Yeah, she's got the single out, you know, and a lot of her friends are on TikTok. So, you know, they share videos. It's, you know, a good cross-promotion thing.
Right. After the interview, I think... you guys were talking about Emma Kelly's favorite TikTok guy.
Yeah, Peyton.
In depth. I mean, you guys went deeper into it.
Peyton Moormeyer.
And Tati looks at Kelly and goes, oh, that's my friend.
Yeah, she goes, why don't y'all come over and I'll try to FaceTime him for her.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
It's big.
When is the party? It's like now. So I had to go. I had to make the decision as a mother.
This is a cool mom
move.
Do I
pull my daughter out of school?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did.
I applaud that move.
Because it's the first, it was her second day of school.
Yeah.
But you know what? I remember my mother pulled me out of school one day to go on a shopping spree. And it was just like, we did a mommy-daughter trip, mommy-daughter, whatever. But I remember that, you know, and I did fine in school. It wasn't like she's missing a big test or a final. It was her second day of school. They're still all getting to know each other. So yeah, I surprised her and pulled her out of school.
Yeah.
And we went, but of course... she tried FaceTiming Peyton, and he was too busy to do it.
When Tati tried to FaceTime him, he couldn't do it?
Yeah, and then she said, do you want to film a video for him, and I'll send it to him? She's like, no, I don't want to do that. And she got real nervous.
Oh, man.
And so I was like, so we came all the way out here, and you're not going to do it. We're not going to get the video. And it was fine. It was really sweet. The Maloofs were so gracious to open their home and invite us to do that.
Yeah, so all those kids, man. They even let Justin in there.
Yeah, because, well, Justin's got a TikTok account.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to get my numbers up. And that's how you do it. You get on other TikTokers' accounts.
And he did, man. I saw him posting videos with all the TikTokers.
Yeah, but they, you know, I'm just like, I'm a mom. I'm kind of hanging out with the other moms.
Sure.
It's like, okay, well, we're going to go now.
How long did you stay?
Maybe an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was just, you know, all the kids, the TikTok stars, they're like older high school kids.
Yeah.
My daughter's in seventh grade. And they were very polite. It's not like
very,
they just, you know, they're all swimming and having fun. And I didn't know they were going to be swimming, so we didn't bring bathing suits or anything. Not that my daughter would have gotten in.
She might have.
She might have.
Next thing you know, she's all TikTok famous.
Yeah.
You just got to get into that crowd.
But a great family that, yeah, they were just so welcoming.
Super nice, yeah.
Sonny was even telling me after... because I was telling her my daughter's a huge fan because she's not into TikTok yet. I was like, my daughter's a huge fan of JoJo Siwa. Do you know her? And she goes, oh, yeah, JoJo's like one of my good friends.
Yeah, they all run in the same circles.
Yeah.
All the young Hollywood. I mean, TikTok stars. There's like Millie Bobby Brown dated one of them.
Yeah.
And it's all.
Oh, they're all in there.
Yeah.
And it made me feel better when I talked to her about JoJo because I was like, just be honest with me. Is she the same person she appears to be on social media? Because that's why I like her. She's really positive.
Right.
She doesn't deal with haters. If anybody's negative, she just turns her shoulder and dusts it off and she moves on. And I was like, is that her? And she goes, 100% her in real life.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She wears the bows everywhere. She's JoJo Siwa off of camera, on the street, the same person, which made me feel happy.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, if your kid's not on TikTok, make sure they have good editing skills and creative ideas because these kids are making bank. They are making so much money.
We found out how much money some of these kids can make, and it's like thousands of dollars.
They do.
While they're at the mall, by the way.
Right. They go around on these tours. My daughter went to one. My friend Amy thankfully took her, so I didn't have to. I was out of town.
Yeah.
But I, you know, so she took her. And you just go up, and they do meet and greets. They stand in a line. You come up and take pictures with them, and they just tour the country meeting people. And it's crazy.
It's a great gig. You can get it.
Now, they're talking about how some of the guys will be at the mall, and they see a designer shoes they want to buy, and they just get on their TikTok and say, hey, send me donations, and I'll do this and this and this. And
it's that easy.
Matter of minutes.
They got the money.
They got the money, and they go in, and they buy their Gucci belt.
Jeez.
Just like that.
And so you need to also be checking how much money your kids are sending these TikTok kids.
Yeah.
Because my daughter called me, and I talked about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Peyton was like, hey, send me $10 and I'll follow you back. And so...
I still haven't tried that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work for me. But.
And I was like, absolutely not. You're not doing that. But this is how these kids make their money. And so as a parent, you're giving your kid access to maybe your credit card.
Yeah, they might be giving
sending these kids money to buy shoes.
So that Mormeyer kid.
Wow.
For all you know.
That Mormeyer kid.
So, Kelly Raspberry, Mother of the Year yesterday.
I got cool mom points, but
nicely done.
I don't think my parents ever took me out of school for anything. I don't think. Not that I can remember. What about you?
Dentist appointment.
Yeah, a doctor's appointment. Yeah, duh.
See, like, for doctors and dentist appointments, I don't pull her out for that. Yeah. I always, like, I can schedule an appointment at, you know, after school.
Sure.
So, unless there's a doctor that says, no, we don't take appointments after 4 p.m.,
yeah,
then I always... Pull
it
out
for
afterwards.
Fun?
For
that. It'd be cool.
No.
I mean, for a life experience.
I know. Yeah, I just don't think my parents had the time or the ability or the places.
Right, because my mom was working.
They have to work.
Exactly.
It worked out where I could do that.
Yeah, my dad had like the three jobs. I wish I would have had that, because I know I would have remembered it forever, you know?
Sure.
Did you ever have that, Jenna? Did your mom ever pull you out? Because your mom's fun, Mom.
Yeah, Mom's cool.
Yeah.
I was a really good student. But yeah, I mean, a couple of times, nothing real crazy, but definitely for, you know, like a movie I really wanted to see on a Friday, I'd get to leave, you know, at lunch. I remember she would pull me out. And I mean, I missed for my driving test when I was 16, the morning. But it was so cool. It was my birthday, and I was ready to get my license. So I got to go first thing in the morning and get it and then drive to school.
What about you, Anna?
Probably like dentist appointments.
And nothing crazy.
I always felt like the coolest kid coming back with like McDonald's or something.
I know.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It felt like paparazzi was like, oh no, don't look at me. Yeah. I like,
yes, this is a happy meal. Thank you.
Yeah, it's free food.
Well, the weirdest thing was being pulled out of school and you're driving around and people are like,
old.
Like, no, like,
living life.
I'm in school. Your whole school is in those four walls of that classroom. And you come out and like, people are driving cars in the middle of the day.
Yeah, what are people doing?
It's the weirdest feeling.
Why is that woman running?
Yeah. I always felt like I was doing something wrong.
Yeah, it felt weird.
If I wasn't at school.
Yeah, I was going to get caught and the police were going to get me for truancy or something.
I know. Anna, how long did you stay at the TikTok party?
Not super long. I left a little bit after Kelly did. I left Justin behind, so I don't know what kind
of... Justin's still there, probably.
Yeah,
he may have moved in.
Yeah.
I was totally... feeling like Justin would not show up to work today. Like, he was going to start his TikTok career and he's done with us. But he's at work.
Probably the only reason he did is because there's no alcohol.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right. Speaking of cool parents, we want you to win the ultimate lunchbox. You heard the school bus arrive. We got a nice Kid Craddock Morning Show limited edition lunchbox up for grabs along with some money.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Hey,
doing awesome.
Good.
I just want to let you know that you are caller number 13. Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. What are you up to right now?
Driving to work.
Mm. Well, you know what you got? You got that limited edition lunchbox I was talking about. This year's version is a word search, which is pretty cool. Just don't use a permanent marker because then you can't do it again. And, you know, once done, it's all over. What else we have for her, Kelly?
Well, in addition to that limited edition lunchbox, you get a $300 Visa gift card, and you can use that to buy school supplies. Plus, you'll get some free tasty cakes to give your kids the perfect lunchtime treat. Mm-hmm. A little dessert in their lunchbox.
Yeah. The kids back to school yet for you, Amy?
Yes, my kid is 23, but I have a sweet little neighbor friend that just started school. And so we will have to go do a little shopping with Miss Amy.
See, you're a cool neighbor right there. Well, Amy, you enjoy that. And enjoy your $300 and share that tasty cake with your neighbor. And hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. You want that limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox? Make sure you're listening tomorrow. All you have to do is wait for that school bus to show up.
Be the right caller. Boom.
Just be caller number 13. Solid. Congratulations, Amy, again. And I think we have a celebrity wanting to call the show coming up next.
Yeah?
Yeah. Word of mouth. Jason Sudeikis, the new Angry Birds movie, is coming out soon. So he's pushing it. He plays the Red Bird. And we'll talk to Jason Sudeikis on the phone next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, on the phone with us right now. You know, have you heard of the Power Rangers and the red one, blue one? No, more important. This is The Red Angry Bird. Because Angry Birds Movie 2 is in theaters August 14th. And Jason Sudeikis is on the show with us right now. Hi, Jason.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, hello.
So excited to have you on the show.
Glad to be here. Yeah. No, I play the titular bird, the Red Bird.
The Red Bird.
You know, he's like the leader in the movie, Jason, you know, and everything. But in the actual app, that bird has the least amount of powers.
Yes, I know. He's a novice bird. He's the one that starts you off, gets you familiar with the play. But yeah, no, it's a whole different world in the the three dimensional narrative space that we have in the theaters.
Yeah. Do your kids get excited? Is this something they get hyped for that you're in an animated movie?
They do, yeah. It was the first movie our son went to go see. We saw an early screening. It was me and him and my mom. And I've told this story before, but yeah, he was sitting on my lap and he was super young. And the second I started speaking, he just looked up at me, and I sort of nodded my head. But yeah, and then they sent us a bunch of fun like swag that when you push his wing, my voice was saying one of the lines from the first movie. So yeah, we've been currently in London, and they it came out here last week, so it's been on the side of those double decker buses that they got out here. And so Daisy doesn't get it as much because she's only 2.5, and yeah, all she cares about is eating and
two-year-old type stuff.
She knows I'm not Elsa. I'm not Elsa, so I don't.
Jason, yesterday was a national holiday for you, right?
I'm not aware of this.
Yeah, it was International Left-Handers Day, and I believe you are left-handed.
Hey,
are you not?
I certainly am, and I did not know that. But is it always on this date?
Yes, it is.
One of those floating ones.
No, it is it's a stationary date, I think.
Yeah, we have exactly one man in our office who is left-handed, and he was complaining about how difficult it is to live in a right-hand man world.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, the right-hand privilege, it runs rampant.
He was telling us that our left-handed guy that works here, Nick, he played baseball, so he throws with his right hand, though. Do you have anything like that where you use your right hand because your parents try to teach you to use it? Or
like in sports?
Are you full on left?
I bat righty and throw lefty. And I don't know why I bat righty, but so which is, I was never good at baseball, but I think the only professional, like major league athlete that I know that did that was Ricky Henderson. So it was cool to, like, when I collected baseball cards to see on the back that he had the same sort of, like, affliction I did. And then golf, I golfed as a kid and just messing around with my dad's clubs. He's a righty, so I kind of got used to that. So I'm not very good at golf either. I'm more fun, like, driving the cart drinking beers and that stuff. I basically, those sports, I'm just doing backhand in a weird way. So maybe that's, maybe I blew it becoming a professional tennis player.
Yeah.
I have a natural, what do you do? But that's about it. Everything else is pretty much straight up left-handed.
Lefty.
Yeah.
Not to be a downer, too, we also found out that the life expectancy of a left-hander is way shorter,
I know this. I know. As any teenager wants to feel like part of some group, I got into all the different lefties, throughout history. I'm always quick to spot one, or if I see someone with their watch on their right hand going, hey, you left-handed? I had it yesterday here at work, I was sitting in between two left-handed people taking notes. I'm like, hey, these are both lefties. Anytime a waiter or waitress, yeah. So I know all about that stuff. I know about, like my parents' generation, if they would have, if they went to like a Catholic school, either the nuns would have, made them, force them to use their right hand, and then how that would, create, speech pattern problems and whatnot for people of a different generation. Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I know.
The struggle's real.
Blame it on the nuns.
I think it was... You got it these days. The priests have got enough on them already, but I would say. But then Liv's mom is left-handed, so that was we had an instant connection. Olivia's mom was, so it was like, hey, oh, all right. But yeah,
we always wink at each other. Yeah, we know.
Just commiserating.
Yeah, exactly. So like, we get it. We're not on this earth for much longer.
See, we got Jason on the left-handed thing. He's all about it.
He's going to obsess about
it.
That's another quirk about left-handed.
Let me tell you something, Jason. No other radio show is going to talk about left-handed. It's the way we do. All right? I want you to remember.
We're number one with left-handed.
I want you to remember the Kid Craddock Morning Show only cares about my people, and that's what we're all about. Left-handed equality.
I love it.
Yeah.
None of this movie talk. Yeah.
But the Angry Birds. The Angry Birds movie 2, which is in theaters August 14th. This time you guys team up with the pigs to take over some bad people coming in, right?
That's exactly right. Yep. No, there's the Hatfields and the McCoys, the Sharks and Jets, Congress. You know, they forge together to make something happen. Nothing like a common enemy to bring, fractured society together.
Do they allow you to improv at all when you're doing your voiceover work?
A little bit. I mean, actually, a fair amount because a lot of times they'll animate it after the fact. And then every now and then, and it takes forever. Like, there's, like, when I went to go see the movie again, I'm trying to think, oh, gosh, probably about a month ago now.
Yeah.
It's like seeing it for the first time because it's been 2 years, and you just sort of do a little bit at a time. Like, you go in and you do all your lines. And then you come back like maybe a couple months later and you do like a fraction of your lines, and then they'll animate stuff. You'll sort of see stuff just like in pencil drawing. And so there's always a time, and they're always constantly, the producers and the directors, they're always, making it better and testing it and trying, new jokes and, new storylines and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, cause you're kind of just in there by yourself, talking to yourself. pretending you're being chased, pretending you're chasing something, and then being shot out of a slingshot across a, no spoilers, but,
I just picture you at home, Jason, and, Olivia in the other room. She's like, what are you doing, honey? And you're just making noises, practicing.
I'm coming up with characters. Then they just change the words, the beak to make it fit. So, yeah.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking my kids to check it out. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us, man. It's always a pleasure, buddy.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for answering the phone.
Anytime. Jason Sudeikis, we're answering, bro. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, now. Take care, guys.
Bye, Jason.
Bye.
All right, coming up next, it's time to get into some love letters to Kelly. Again, you can write our love expert at KidNation.com because we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. And to Kelly, this is going to be a tough letter because some people do date widows.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for that other widow to move on, and the boyfriend or girlfriend ends up looking like a jerk, maybe.
What?
Yeah, we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac over there brushing his beard.
Dude, I'm obsessed with combing my beard.
I'm obsessed. Gotta comb through my beard.
All the way home, all the way to work, all the way home. Just like, reminds me of my hair days.
Don't overdo it.
I don't know.
Just do it, bro.
Kelly, I just can't stop.
Just do it.
I haven't been obsessed with something in a long time, but I can't stop.
Feels right.
Yeah.
Write a song about it.
Write a song about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we need a little song about your beard soon.
Oh, so you'd like to do another?
I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Just in case
Don Cheadle event.
In the meantime, though, we do have our love expert in here, and we have some love letters we need to get to. You write her at KidNation.com, and the segment is called
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a single 31-year-old teacher. Shout out teachers. And I'm for sure living my best life.
Yeah.
I go out with my friends, travel, pursue my passions, and enjoy life. I'm the funny girl in the group, and I always appreciated your candidness in speaking about how guys actually feel about that. You're 100% correct. If you don't remember, Kelly has often said guys don't like the funny girl. I've been single for a while now. You have, right?
Yes.
I've been single for a while now, and I'm looking for someone who will come alongside my amazing life just like Alan did for you. I'm swiping on the apps. I go on the dates. I meet the people. And yes, I've read Get the Guy by Matthew Hussey. So why am I writing you? I need a pep talk. I need you to speak some of those ridiculously wise Kelly Raspberry words to help me keep going. Jenna, get in on this as well. I appreciate both of your openness and your journeys of looking for the right person. So I would love to hear a grounded, realistic pep talk to keep on keeping on, especially before I jump into this new school year. Bethany.
Well, Bethany, I mean, 31, you're just on the front end of the one of the best decades of your life.
Amen.
Only to be topped by your 40s. I'm telling you, I didn't get married until I was 36. I got engaged at 35, 36 the first time. I just talked to another woman last night. Same situation. She's getting married for the first time at 36.
Times have changed, you know?
Things have changed. Yeah. So it's not like it's over for you. There used to be the time when if you weren't married before you got out of your 20s, it was over. What am I going to do? Right. There's nobody. You never know what's right around the corner. If I had to, you know, from one year to the next, if I look back, Jenna can say the same thing. A year ago, where was she?
So much changes.
Over Christmas, bam, met somebody. Bam, that's it. It just took that one moment. And you never know when that one moment's going to happen for you. But you got to keep positive, keep doing the right things, putting yourself out there, keep swiping. You might not meet him swiping. You might meet him at a bar.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, ladies, I know, teachers, it's hard for you. But if you get done in time with all your paperwork, hit up happy hour at steakhouses.
You deserve it.
I 100% agree with Kelly on this because Kelly's always known, and you've known me, I'm such a homebody. And so here I was, 34, and not looking really happy like you are, Bethany, just chilling and great and working and started a business and loving my job. And I just made myself, though, I would say, on a Friday night, I didn't feel like it. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep, you know. I don't even care to meet anyone. But I thought, you're not ever going to meet anyone if you don't make some effort. So I would at least like start dressing better for
minimal
work
effort.
So I could go out after, you know, after work or after the day, after school, go to happy hour for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Take meetings with people, whatever you need to do, but get yourself out and don't just sit at home.
If Jenna had not gone to the meeting she went to and had a glass of wine at the restaurant you were at,
I didn't want to go.
Do you know
I had on a furry coat I would wear all the time. I don't know if I've told you this, with a bra under it, because I left my house and I was like,
nice.
I'm going to run up there. I had on no makeup. I had gray hair sticking out. My roots needed to be colored. And I was sitting at that bar for a meeting at 4:45 and was like, I'll go home in just a minute. You know, two glasses of wine later, I'm like hot, but I can't take my furry jacket off. And then I see this guy I've never seen before and we started talking. It was I didn't feel like my best self, but I would have never done it if I had sat at home.
He turned around. Music started playing.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know,
how romantic.
He called me Gina.
Hello, Gina.
So that's it.
Anyway, it is true. It'll happen.
Keep going for it.
All right.
Don't give up.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Look, I'm divorced, and I've been dating my girlfriend for 2 years now. She's actually a widow and has been for 7 years. And we talk about getting married, but I don't think that she's ready because she still has pictures of her deceased husband in every room of the house. I asked her about it, and she told me she leaves it for the kids because they're so little still. It bugs the heck out of me. What do I do, John?
Well, it is what it is, John.
Yeah.
And you know, I get it. I think that's a little... If she's going to make room for a new man, it's not that you want to act like their father ever never existed.
Right.
But to have a picture in every single room.
Is that too much?
Well, yeah. Maybe she could put the pictures in the children's rooms.
Right, right.
You know, maybe talk to her about that. Say, I'm not trying to replace their dad, but I need to feel like you're opening me and that I'm not sharing the home with a ghost, maybe. But you have to approach it very delicately and just say, maybe if you could, you know, I just, all these reminders of him, how do I know you're open for me? But you don't want... Like I said, you don't want the kids to resent you that you've come in and suddenly all the pictures of dad are gone. What's going on?
Yeah.
But she can maybe start the process of maybe taking them out of her bedroom, or if they're in there, you know, or sitting on the kitchen counter. Like, why don't we make this special wall in your bedrooms for dad?
Because I do see it. Maybe they were so young that she's just trying to make sure that they remember him.
Yeah.
Sure, I get that.
You know,
I get that.
I totally get it. But yeah.
Have a wall of dad or
it
something.
Would be,
you know?
It would be difficult to be the new man coming in and seeing him.
So many reminders.
And knowing that he was... probably a really great guy, it didn't end in a bad way. Yeah. It ended because he passed.
But maybe talk to her about putting the pictures in the kids' rooms and then in the common areas that would open up space for you.
Slowly,
And if she's not willing to do that, I don't know.
It's tough, man.
That she loves you and that her motives are pure and, you know.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's tough.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been together for 4.5 years. From the beginning of our relationship, it's referred to as what people call, well, relationship goals. We have always been open, honest, understanding with one another. Trust and communication are what we built our life around. And I can say that I've never had an experience like this with any other person in my life. That being said, almost 2 years ago, we had a very rough patch in our lives. We stopped talking to each other, stopped spending time with each other, drifted apart at a rapid rate. Within a couple months, we were separated. I had moved out of the home that we shared and was devastated. During our struggles, we both still listened to the show every day. And one day I got a text from her after the love letters segment asking if we could talk. We both would be listening to your advice from our own places in life and seeing how that could apply in our failed relationship, oftentimes resulting in tears and heartache thinking about what could have been for our lives together. We started talking again. We rekindled what we had lost about 6 months earlier and began dating again.
I'm about to cry. Why am I about to cry?
This is a really cool letter.
Yeah.
We are now back together in a new home and we're stronger and happier than ever. And I feel like we owe that to you and the show. So thank you, Kelly, Al, Jenna, and JC for keeping us in higher spirits when life seemed impossible and providing us with the hope and inspiration we needed at the time we needed it most. At the time we needed it most. I offer you guys my most sincere thanks and appreciation. Keep looking up. That's from Kristen.
That makes me cry.
Thank you,
why?
Kristen. Thank you, Kristen.
That's an awesome letter.
It's not a problem, obviously, but
I had to read it.
I had to read it.
And you're welcome.
That's so sweet.
That's very sweet. Thank you,
man.
Kristen.
That is so cool. When we get letters like that, that's what Kelly's all teared
up.
You're gonna make me cry,
so
Kelly.
Nice. I'm an emotional mess.
You're a caller. She got a phone number. You can call her later.
Yeah, we should call them later.
That's so nice.
We'll catch up with them. Yeah, we don't want to catch them off guard right now.
Because I told you, like, this year has been just so eye opening for me. I have people coming up to me, like this one woman with tears spilling down her face.
Yeah.
Saying that something we said on the show, you know,
Do you
think we're just full of nonsense and silliness?
We think we're just sitting here talking to each other, and the fact that we get letters like this, and
so you
come up to us, Kid Nation, and tell us those beautiful words that you do from time to time. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us.
I got a couple back together.
Thank you for letting us talk to you, you know, because you're the person that tunes into the show. If you wanted, that wasn't a love letter, but that was a great update.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'd love to hear. Who wouldn't want to hear more stuff like that?
That's good.
Kelly, we took your advice, and we're divorced.
There's those as well. But you can write our love expert.
I left him, Kelly, just like you said, and I'm so miserable.
You can write our love expert at kidnation.com, and keep those good ones coming in, man, because they make us feel so good when those come in.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What's that delicious smell in the studio?
That, my man, would be beard butter. Our listener
beard butter?
Side.
Okay.
Heard me talking about my beard, and he's a bearded gentleman himself.
Oh, I see him. He's got a great beard. He was here yesterday.
Yeah.
Good dude.
He's visiting from Georgia. And he said, here, take a little bit of this and kind of massage it into your beard and then comb it. And your beard will smell on
point. Be like butter.
It smells so nice.
It does. It has cocoa butter in it.
Let me see.
Yeah. So that gets rid of the food smell.
It's Every Man Jack.
Uh-huh.
Every Man Jack beard butter. This is sandalwood scent.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I smell like sandalwood now.
Sandalwood smells good. I don't even know. Good to know.
I love sandalwood.
One of my favorite scents is almond. I love almond scented lotions and things. That's my favorite.
I like the cucumber one.
Yeah, those are good too.
Mango, my body butter.
Mango's pretty good, yeah. All right. Well, we're wearing our hats, and apparently I'm Jenna's sidekick now.
Yeah, because you're wearing one of the genie hats.
I'm wearing the smaller one. Yeah.
It's very small. They're both real tight. I have a big head.
I look like I'm bald, but with a gold scalp. That's what I look like right now. All right, let's read some dreams. Somebody's been messing with
Look at the feather. Oh, it's becoming detached.
Maybe it's just from moving it so much.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to have to leave a note. No one put on the dream hat.
Nobody can touch mine either. Thank you. Dear Jenna, I had a dream last night that my armpits were really hairy. And when I lifted my arms, there was a ton of hair all over my shirt, like I'd been shedding. What does this mean? Tia.
Tia, I have had this dream, and then I realized...
It's real life?
It was real life. When you're in the gym, and you lift up your arms, and you're really hairy, because I don't shave that often. But hair actually represents masculinity, especially underarm hair. So as a woman, when you're dreaming about having hairy armpits, it's actually expressing your desire in your waking life to take on more, you know, independence, or maybe you're going against the grain, or going against public opinion, and then losing all your hair, like she mentioned. That kind of ties into this as well and makes sense when you go through the meaning of losing hair in a dream. Losing hair means you're concerned with getting older, losing your sex appeal, or you're feeling weak and vulnerable. So if you're feeling weak and then you're dreaming about hairy underarms, you're trying to be independent and strong in something, but you're actually feeling kind of insecure about it.
Kelly just gave herself a feel under the pitch.
Check.
How's it going?
Underarm check.
I could probably use a little shave.
For caller 10, 1-800-543-3548. Shave Kelly's armpits.
No. I have these lucid dreams. From, super fuzzy.
From losing hair to losing skin, Jenna, I dreamed that I accidentally peeled all of the skin off of my forehead.
Whoa.
And then I panicked and tried taping my skin back on.
I would do that, yeah.
Sometimes I want to talk to people. Like, did you watch Silence of the Lambs? Did you watch some horror movie where people are losing skin? Because always think first about the simple surface level stuff. What did you watch before you went to bed?
Yeah.
What did you read about in the news? Did you read a news story that this was happening? If not, then the more underlying thing here, when you dream of skin peeling off, especially on your face, it reflects your personality in your waking life. So maybe your personality's changing, or you're begrudgingly trying to lose part of your personality, right? Maybe someone told you something annoys them about you,
yeah.
And you're trying to change something in your personality, but or attitude. That's what it means. So you're trying to slowly transform your personality.
I want to wear your shirt like skin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jess.
That was me impersonating.
That was Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was Kelly doing Jessica.
Man of the Woods.
Trey, golly.
We're going to pull that out real quick. Fire right there.
Awesome.
That was creepy sounding, but not nearly creepy as creepy as Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel's was pretty bad. See, now you put Trey on the spot.
Yeah.
Her tribute to her
husband. Trey did so good.
This was on his Man of the Woods album, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I wear his shirt at night, and I smell him.
Oh, creepy.
So creepy.
Jen, I had a super weird dream, and I never remember them, but I dreamt I was in a house, not mine, and all these black slugs were everywhere, and I was trying to pick them all up and get rid of them, but they kept coming back. I don't know what black slugs mean. And I was not watching Animal Planet before bed. That's from Lacey.
Good. I'm glad she addressed that, because, see, then I know more about her. So, slugs. What do you think of when you think of slugs? What are some words?
Slimy.
Maggot?
Bug.
No, not maggot.
I think of, like, the snaily, like there's slurpy, slimy little blob.
Homeless, because they don't have their little shell.
What about the speed?
Slow.
Okay, so that's what it is. So it's two. There's two meanings here. You either literally are feeling sluggish in your waking life about something, sluggish, so you're feeling really lethargic, or
slug life.
Yeah, or you're just feeling like you're progressing through life in a sluggish, slow, steady manner. They say that's actually not a bad thing to see slugs, but maybe you're feeling like you want to get more accomplished in your day to day, and you haven't been, so you're dreaming of slugs. I haven't had a slug dream.
Isn't that a type of therapy? Therapy or something, like they put those things
on you. That's leeches.
Leeches. Oh, okay.
Different.
That's not a good therapy.
Is, if you cook a slug, is that considered escargot, or does it have to be in a shell?
That's a...
Because aren't snail slugs without the shell?
Snail slugs.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm sure there's different breeds.
And what's the point of slugs?
There's different kinds of slugs.
Tasty treats.
Yeah,
tasty slug treats.
I don't
like
escargot.
I mean, I like them.
I don't know. I think I've had one, but it was an accident.
I did.
Have you ever looked at their little faces, though? They have those little ears.
Yeah, they're cute.
They look like little aliens.
Yeah.
Like little antennas and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Almost. They're like tall little pointer things.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought it was their eyeballs.
The eyeballs are on the end of the little antenna.
I thought
things?
So, because it's like little black dots at the end. I thought that was their eyeballs.
No, I think that's just like the end of the antenna.
It is?
I think so.
My whole life, I've thought that snail... The thing sticking out with the eyes. my whole life.
No. Google it.
I'll Google it after we do our last stream.
Do we have one more?
Yeah, we do.
Hold on a second. Ready?
Ready.
Good.
Jenna, I'm 26, and I have a recurring dream that I go to high school, and it's either I don't have my schedule and have no idea where my classes are, or I show up to school without pants and run around trying to cover myself up but still attend all my classes. What does it mean?
Do you know this is one of the top...
Commitment.
Just a little dream facts for you. This is one of the top three dreams that people have, and you don't ever have this dream until you're in your adult life. And so they've done a lot of research on why people have dreams that they're going back to school and stressing out when you haven't been in school for a long time, and they say the years that you're in school, you usually don't have these dreams, but we're most impressionable then. And that's the first time in your life, and kids can attest to this, when you're in school, you feel adult stress for the first time in your life with exams and tests and waking up on time and doing that. So we're just very impressionable. So those memories last a lifetime. So in your waking life, if you're feeling stressed out about work, maybe you've been procrastinating and putting off a project, or you feel every day like you're not getting your to-do list done, you'll often have, I mean, maybe you do have a presentation at work or something, or a job interview, but you're just having those dreams because that's your first memory of feeling stressed that you're not going to get something accomplished. So that's why we revisit it. It's called the reminiscence bump.
Huh. The reminiscence bump.
So when you dream back to things like that, yeah, it's just because our memory is really strong then. So do not put off until tomorrow what can be done today.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We have a snail eye update from Trey.
That's right. The snail has two tentacles on the top of its head. The tallest two tentacles have eyes at their tips.
It is their eyes!
Oh.
I see. Bro, I told you, I got real close and personal with snails when I was a little kid.
Wow.
And I could see that little black dot at the end.
Wow. Huh. I'm not going to ask any other probing questions.
I felt eye contact.
Tentacle contact.
All right. Good enough. We learned something this
morning. Learned something.
Yeah, like today. I felt like it was informative.
Very, very
informative. This has been a good show so far.
So far, so good.
I think we're doing pretty good. We've learned. We've cried a little.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to go ahead and put it in your hands now, Kid Nation.
Call us with more snail facts.
We would love some more snail facts. Or if you have a question for the show members, go ahead and ask us any question. You need advice on anything, we can help you with that. Or you just plain flat out want to talk about a story you saw that's pretty funny.
Sure.
Or that happened to you. Anything is welcome. We call it Whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your chance to talk about whatever you want on the radio is happening next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Say you can have whatever you like.
That's right, Kid Nation. You can have whatever you like if you call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, Kelly, you're out of breath.
I'm doing the squat challenge this month.
Oh, what's that? How many squats?
I just did 135.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Get you some of that booty.
I'm doing it 30 days. I took a before picture of my booty.
I've got to come some
I
of
those. I want to do an after on the
I want to do the booty challenge, the squat challenge.
Well, you need to.
Today's day 14. You can start now, but just you'd be 2 weeks behind.
Oh, that's fine. What's that out?
No, you need to. I mean, I'm not trying to, I'm not dissing you or anything. You just... Yeah, you got
to... I have two... I use resistance bands for everything I do. I have them in my bag. Would you like one?
I would love it. I can't wait for my butt to be all
big.
That's
the one thing that helped me.
That's my number one thing is trying to get a butt.
Now I just want to get a butt so I can put it in Al's face.
Say what? I don't want your butt in my face.
Not like... Not metaphorically.
Hey, that's like the only thing I lift when I work out. It's what I do. Yeah.
I got to do that.
It helped.
Get you
I think I was supposed to do 135 today. Let me look.
But do that thing. All right. Ooh. We're taking your questions here. We got a couple on the text, including a slug fact. Apparently, slugs, some of them, can grow up to 20 pounds.
I want to see a jumbo sluggy.
Oh, that's
like a sea slug.
Big old slug. We learned this morning that the little tentacles, that's where their eyes are, and we should have known that from Gary and SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Hey. Anna, you should have known that because you're Justin Levitt.
I know.
Cartoons do take liberties. Yeah. I mean,
let's keep.
Really, it doesn't really count. Just because it's in a cartoon doesn't make it real. You know what I mean?
There's a hot pink slug that looks like a chili pepper.
And it's a dude that's
the hot pink slug.
Also.
Oh, did you see the pink grasshopper some lady found in England? Whoa, that looks yucky. I did not need to see that pink slug, man. Greg has another slug fact for us.
Oh,
or
great.
A snail fact. What's up, Greg? Oh, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. All right, man. So,
do you have a downstairs mix-up?
No.
Man. I'm old Greg.
That's an old joke.
I do have a snail fact.
Okay, what is it?
Who give it to us?
Okay, so some parasites will go into snails, and what they'll do is they'll try to make a little hypnotic movement to attract birds and other, like, things that eat snails and slugs so that it can spread. It looks really hypnotic, and, like, if you just Google, like, snail parasite, it looks like an alien. It's really weird.
And then that way the bird will come down and eat it, and now the parasite can get into the bird, and then we hunt the bird and eat the bird, and the parasite gets into humans?
Exactly. This is how the zombie apocalypse is going to start.
Yo, that is wild!
Wow. The things I Google for you.
That I don't know. I believe Greg,
that's
man.
That's a lot of chain reaction for... You know, for that to happen.
Wow, that is crazy. Parasites are smart. And they're not... Wow.
So they're making their antennas look beautiful.
And then they just...
Big.
Yeah. Whoa, Greg, thanks for that fact, man. I'm not eating bird ever again.
Yeah. Not eating bird? Chicken?
Bird.
Chicken bird.
See, chickens don't fly, so they're not going to be flying around getting snails.
That's hopefully. True.
Oh, but they could be on the ground, too. I'll just take my risk, I guess.
Man, I'm going to have weird ads pop up now.
Yeah, I know. What's up, Christian?
Hi, JC. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Mm. So, what's your weather on Wednesday?
Well, I'm Squirrel Girl. I'm just giving you the monthly update because I didn't get to talk to you last time.
This is the vice president of Squirrel Lovers United.
SLUT. Yeah,
that's my charity that I have. I made her vice president because she
has squirrels.
She has squirrels.
Ah, perfect.
Of course. So what's going on, well, Squirrel Girl?
I was actually letting you know I have moved up in the rehabbing world, and I am on my way now to go pick up two baby fawns.
Oh,
you gonna have some deer?
I'm gonna have some baby deer.
Aww. What happened to them?
The mom, unfortunately, was hit by a car. We're guessing probably sometime last night, but I got a phone call about 20, 30 minutes ago. So I got to drive out close to Charleston to go pick them up.
What are you going to name them?
I'm hoping one of them's a boy, because obviously it'll be Bambi.
Okay, yeah. My favorite, one of my favorite follows on Instagram is Brother Nature. I don't know if you follow him. Mm-hmm. He is hilarious, and he's got some deer out there that he's friends with.
Yeah, what are their names?
Did you just say, young lady, that Bambi was a boy?
Yes,
you didn't know that, Al?
A boy.
What'd you think?
Bambi was a boy?
Just because the dancers you tip are named Bambi does not mean Bambi was a girl.
My mind is blown. Bambi was a boy?
That? Yes.
Well, look at Christian giving out some facts this morning.
So much knowledge being gained on this show today.
Bambi was a boy?
What, Bambi was a boy? Yeah. And Christian, thank you for that fact. Big Al did not know. Have a wonderful day.
I have no idea what she said after that.
Bye, Christian.
She doesn't know what she's going to name the girl.
Yeah.
Is what she said after
Bambi
that.
Was a...
By the way, Tweety Bird, also a boy.
Tweety Bird was a boy?
Tweety Bird, boy. Full on boy.
Got well, boy, not full on.
Boy bird part.
Yeah, I know.
And everything.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.